It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Before we jump into it, what's up, Jess?
Hi. Nothing is up. I had a nice weekend. I'm looking at your hair and I'm obsessed, you guys.
We chopped it.
You chopped it. This weekend I put up my Christmas tree.
Already?
Yeah. Kyle wasn't happy about it, but I convinced him to because we're hosting Thanksgiving at our place. So I was like, we need the holiday stuff up. And we had a Friendsgiving.
Oh, that's right. You had a Friendsgiving over in this area.
I thought it was, but it was more, it was probably like 15 minutes away from here.
Okay.
But it was cute. It was really nice. We had a beautiful, beautiful time. We showed up 5 minutes early and ended up, because of Kyle, and ended up help setting up because we were so early. No. So how was your weekend?
I always tell people, I'm like, just so you know, I'm a really bad helper. I'm not going to help you set up. I'm not going to help you cook. But I'm more than happy to Venmo you for anything you need, supplies.
See, you're the kind of people I love because I'm a control freak. If I'm setting up, don't touch anything, but just sort of be there to talk to me if I need you. And if someone were to be like, I'm not going to help, but I'll Venmo you, yes, please.
It's so funny because, so I'd be perfect for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm hands off.
Yeah.
I'm a hands off type person. But I'll offer, like my friends who know me really well, I'm like, can I do anything? They're like, bitch, shut up.
Sit down. What are you doing?
Shut up. Yes, I had a really great weekend. Before we jump into this, I got this cute book for Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend it because she's obsessed. She loves books more than anything. So I found this book that I knew that she'd be obsessed with. It's called What Do the Stars See on the Farm? And it's written and illustrated by a woman named Molly Smith. And if you have a little one, I highly recommend it. It's so cute. And especially because it has farm animals. So now when I like get to the lamb page or the cow page, she makes the sounds.
It's so cute. Ba and her. No, wait. It's Ba, Moo, and what? Nay.
Nay.
I can't get over Nay.
She all. She's. Every time I ask her what a pig says, she goes. Oh. I've tried to teach her how to say oink. But then when I say what does Sully say, she goes. Rawr. She does. Yeah. So we've added Sully to the list of what do animals say.
Wait. Who's Sully?
Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Sully from Monsters, Inc. Duh. Okay, perfect.
Got it. Yeah, so there's that. The weekend was great. I had my friend's little boy's third birthday party yesterday. And because LA is like Groundhog's Day and it's 70 degrees in fucking November, I lose track of the day, the month, the year, just all of it. Because it's like another glorious morning makes me sick type weather. Every fucking day of my life.
Me every time.
So
it makes me laugh every fucking time. Glorious morning makes me sick type day.
And so I get a text from her on where to park, and I was like, that's today. So I run, we get in the car, me and my ride or die, co-parent, mom / wife. Lisa, we get in the car, we go to the Grove. There's this woman. It's a hot mess yesterday, all right? Mm-hmm. I find this girl walking to her car, so I'm following her. And as I'm doing it, this Mercedes pulls up. And I say to the woman, like, oh, I've been following this girl. Like, we're going to take this spot. And she shakes her head at me, pulls up closer to where she's blocking the girl. So my mom gets out to, like, tell the girl, like, hey, we're going to park here. And she's like, great, I saw you following
me. Yeah.
And my mom's like, can you get out with this Mercedes blocking you? And she's like, no, she's going to have to move. So my mom's standing in the spot and says, like, we've been following her. She knows we're taking this spot. The woman proceeds to, in what I saw, remove my mother with her car.
Stop.
Yes. Bumps my mom's leg with her car, runs over. Thank God. My mom said, these shoes are too big. Well, thank God they were too big because the woman, you could see tire marks on the toe of my mom's shoe.
Wait, what? I'm actually...
I swear to God.
Because you guys, this is the first time I'm hearing this. Usually, like, Lala will tell me what happened over the weekend. Did anyone video? Because did you get out? You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, this woman was like, obviously, she kept yelling, you're a vile bitch.
To your mom?
To me and my mom, like, out of her window. She's got a little kid in the car. The woman can't back out, so she's got to... The Mercedes has to back up. We get the parking spot, and I called the police.
I was just going to say, I hope. I cannot believe. So she ran over your mom's foot.
Yes. And then as we're walking to the elevator, she circles around again, rolls down her window, calls us vile bitches again. I tell my mom, like, don't engage. The police are coming. We're waiting by the elevator where the police tell us to wait. The woman is walking in with her child, continuing to call us vile bitches. I'm like, disgusting. I said, the police are coming. I think you might want to stay. She said, I don't care, and leaves. So the cops come and she's facing a hit and run.
Okay, so they didn't find her. You didn't, like, lead them to her. Did she just – so she left in her car. Is that what you're
no,
saying?
No, she went shopping. They asked, where is the woman? I said, yeah. She's shopping. Here she is. I took a picture of her license plate, her entire car, her face.
Okay, good. Good. So you got a lot on the phone. I'm still in shock. Like, the fact that your mom's foot got run over, what?
Yeah, thank God. Can I tell you what's so crazy is we're in my parking garage going to the car, and she says – should I run back up and change my shoes? These are too big.
Yeah.
And I said, we don't have time. Like, just fucking wear the shoes, all right? Thank God. I got to go get a gift.
Yeah.
And because of this debacle, I had to arrive to my friend's little boy's birthday party with his toys in a giant Nordstrom plastic bag.
That's fine. Kids don't care. Kids do not give a shit. They would. I feel like a lot of them would rather just get the toy.
I was like, are you kidding? I can't even wrap it, Q. I look like, let's pull it together a little bit.
So Lisa's okay, though. So her, because of the big shoes, nothing happened.
No.
No.
Thank God.
Got,
but like,
okay.
I literally watched it. Like, this woman bumped my mother's leg with her vehicle.
And you didn't freak out? I think I would have lost it.
I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I could feel myself getting to that level that if I were to get out of the car, not good.
So you stayed in the car.
I stayed in the car. I like asked God, please remove the fire that's about to like erupt within me and onto this woman and just wait for the police to get here. And I hate to be that person, but it's like, if this woman is willing to like use her vehicle to remove someone over a fucking parking spot with your kid in the car, like, you're unsafe. You're
beyond unsafe. I feel heartbroken for that child who had to witness that, because let's be honest, if she does that so easily over that situation, it's happened before, most likely. So you have this child who probably has to witness all these dramatic situations all the time. I can't believe that happened.
I know. Weird, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was a lot.
What a day.
It was a lot.
Was Lise emotionally shaken up, or was she like, I'm good.
No, she was shaken up.
Okay.
I was shaken up by the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Like, I almost was like, I can't go to this birthday. Like, I can't feel like I can't even drive a car right now.
Yeah.
So
over a fucking parking spot. And, fuck you.
And guess what?
Not
I'm
you.
Totally like, I'm the type of person where if someone's following and they're like, hey, I've been following this person, like, great, it's yours.
Yeah. Did the woman whose spot you were both going after, was she like, oh my God, what the fuck? Or did she not see anything?
No, she said to, because my mom got out of the car
yeah.
to block the parking
no,
spot.
I know,
not
but
thinking.
When, yeah.
The woman said to my mom, yeah, I saw you. Yeah, you can totally take it. I saw you guys.
But when this crazy lady hit your mom's leg, did she see it?
She was in her car, okay. Windows up, ready to like
ready
start
to
backing
go.
Out, thinking like, oh, these two people have worked it out. Anyway, that's what happened.
Sorry, that happened.
Yesterday. But then it made it all okay, because last night we're getting ready to watch our show.
Uh-huh.
Me and my mother / wife / co-parent. And we're so engaged in this show that we're watching. We were watching the Bling Ring heist documentary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've always told people I put Vaseline around my eyes to prevent fine lines and wrinkles. Well, I learned that from my mom. My mom is so into the show, and she has her reading glasses on that she dips. I'm watching it in real time. Dips her fingers into the Vaseline and rubs them on her reading glasses.
No, I knew that's what you were going to say. That's what you said.
And then she looks at me and goes, I didn't even realize. I just smeared fucking Vaseline reading glasses. I about died.
Were you dying?
I was losing my mind. I was like, the day was great just because of that moment.
I love her because I could see that. And then her turning to you with the smudged glasses. Yeah. I didn't even realize.
I didn't even realize. No, you did not. Clearly.
That's so
lunatic.
I love her. If I don't get a show just simply for me, if I don't get a show of you two, a fucking reality show within the next few years, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself because I can't get enough and I'm with you guys 5 days a week pretty much.
Yeah.
So I just need something.
Yeah.
Well, I need something.
Lisa is pure gold, entertainment gold. And she thinks her comebacks are so good. Like, we went to dinner with Katie and we were talking about, like, this guy not remembering someone and, like, how, like, it shouldn't be embarrassing, like, if someone doesn't remember meeting you. And my mom goes, want to know what I would have said? I've had senior moments, too. Oh. I go, ooh, what a burn, mom. What the fuck?
Got him, Lace.
And she delivers the lines like they're such burns. Like,
I love her. She was in the office the other day, and there's this mug, you guys, a coffee mug in the break room, and it's got like a big giant pickle as the handle of the mug, and on the mug it says, I'm kind of a big dill, like D-I-L-L, and you would have thought it was the cutest thing. Lisa just loved it. She said, you got to see this mug.
You got to see this mug. She goes, you guys, there's this mug in there. It's got a pickle and it says, I'm kind of a big deal. And the way she said it, though, I was like, that is so funny.
That's what I'm saying. The way she said it, I started cracking up. And if I just saw the mug, I would have been like, oh. But Lisa pitching the mug to us, I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I've ever heard, and I want my coffee in it every single day.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Speaking of you having your Christmas stuff up, which, by the way, I love that you already have it up. I want to wait until this weekend. Easton comes into town on Sunday, which I'm really excited because he'll be on next week's episode.
Family episode. I'm trying to get Lise on too. Will she be too?
Yeah, I think she'll do it.
Amazing.
I think when she has Easton, it like... But then she says she doesn't want to do it. But then she's talking in the background the whole time. So I'm like, just get on a mic so people can hear you.
Or just sit with us and she'll be talking. Like, we'll give her the mic that you can. Yeah, it'll be great. I love family episodes because I feel like part of the family.
You are
like,
part of the family, Jess. So I'm going to wait to put the Christmas stuff up while Easton's in town.
Okay, so you're going to do it early because I thought you were a December gal.
I'm the type where I want it up like as soon as Halloween. Get it up. Let's like... feel the spirit of the Lord. Praise him. But because I want my family here while we do it, and my family's small, but I just want Easton here. But by the way, the second Christmas is over, I'm like, take it down.
Yeah. It's ready. Like, it's a new year. We gotta, yeah.
I grew up with my mom keeping Christmas up because my dad was 5-star at, like, keeping trees alive. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
You got a real tree.
He had always... the perfect, we always went and picked out our tree at Cummings. It was called Cummings.
Okay.
I think his name was like Hugh Cummings.
Hugh Cummings.
In Salt Lake City, Utah.
How was it spelled?
C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's where we would pick up our tree. And my dad knew the perfect ratio between water, 7-Up, not Sprite, and aspirin. To give the tree to where it just never died.
I've never heard of the 7-Up, not Sprite. I've heard water and aspirin, never soda.
7-Up. And my mom one year got very upset that the dog, our big ass dog, tipped over the tree. Clearly, like my mom said, clearly they did not drill the hole properly because the stand wouldn't have given way. Whole tree falls over, 7-Up all over her brand new carpet.
Oh my God. I love it.
So that happened. What was the point of this?
The point of that was because one year, it sounds like they kept it up for a while.
Until my brother's birthday, which is Valentine's Day. I was like, time to take the tree down. She's like, no, we're going to decorate it in Valentine's Day theme and birthday theme. I was like, no, we're not.
Wait, it was a real tree.
Alive.
And it had lasted that long.
I swear to God, February 14th.
That's actually insane. That's actually pretty amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So you don't get a real tree anymore? You do. I forget.
I think once I get us into a house, we'll get a real tree.
Okay.
But right now,
yeah,
we're going with just like the fakey.
Okay.
The fakey one.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I just like the smell of a real tree.
Me too. That's why I burn my pine candles.
Will you send me a picture of which ones you use?
The candles? Yes, I will. Why? Because of the toxicity? Is that what you're
saying?
No,
I just think if you think they smell good, then they smell good.
Because of like candles being toxic, I've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not.
Don't give me another thing to obsess over and worry about. Me sitting in my apartment being like, is that candle toxinating? What's it called?
Is that candle
intoxicating?
Oh, no, that's my good home. Though.
It's intoxicating.
Intoxicating is like positive, I think.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
People good with words probably, if they listen to this podcast, are like, oh, furious every They'd time. They'd be like,
this girl's a dumb bitch.
Both of us. Because I'm like, I don't know. You ask me and I'm like, I don't know.
And by the way, it's like I always say I didn't go to college. It's like these are things you probably should have learned in elementary school.
And again, I went to college and I'm just as bad.
Well, who the fuck knows? Last week we spoke about Ocean and Croup. So I got DMs. There were so many people. By the way, you guys showed so much love. I couldn't believe it. Last week's episode was amazing.
A lot of messages saying they cried when you cried. And it was a lot of mamas that said, like, I didn't know I'd be bawling in work this morning. Thanks, guys. But like in a sweet, funny way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just one of those things where, like, every parent has had that moment of going, holy shit. And it's going to be that way. I'm going to have many more of those moments. Like, the first time she gets hurt, like, kind of bad.
Like, breaks a bone.
Oh, my God. I can't even. And if there's blood involved, I go into full worthlessness.
Well, that's why you have your mom.
That's why I have my mom. So I just got really sweet messages. But I wanted to share this one because someone sent this to me and it says – I just listened to your podcast this morning and I am so glad Ocean is okay. I recommend buying a pulse oximeter. You can find them anywhere for $25. You can put it on Ocean's finger and see how much oxygen is going through her blood. We did this for our daughter when she was 2 because she had pneumonia in the past. and it saved her life when she was 2.5. So I think I'm saying it right. Pulse oximeter.
Okay. Are you going to get it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm getting it. Apparently, croup, once they get croup, it's like a very high chance they're going to get it again.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Oh, that's so interesting. My little sister, because my dad and mom keep up with like news alerts about right? you for some reason. And they were like, oh, they called me immediately. They were like, how's Ocean? Oh my God, I had no idea. Why didn't you tell us? And I was like, it was like the day after the podcast came out. And I was like, oh, she's fine now. And my mom, you know, went on like, this is what she's got to do. But she said my sister had croup once, never got it again.
Okay, good to know.
So that's interesting that. I wonder why that is, that if you get it once, most likely you're going to get it again.
I don't know, but I'll
keep... There's croup and RSV, right?
That's what's really going around right now. And RSV is really freaking scary. But I did have a nurse reach out. She said, you'll never see this. I did see it. But your most recent podcast mentioning how everyone's immune systems are horrible. I'm a nurse. And the last 2 years, everyone has been sanitizing everything. I've been the most sick from cold/tummy bugs I've ever been. Love your podcast. From an Aussie that's in New Zealand. Hell yes.
So you were right. It sounds like.
I'm always right, oh. Jess.
Same.
You're always right too?
Yeah. But just in conversations with Kyle.
He's I'm a usually smart. Wrong. He's a smart person.
He's a smart person, but so it must be that because cold and stomach bug has been what I've been having this year. I feel like you and your mom. It's like Kyle, everyone, and I haven't been sick in years.
I know. Yeah. I remember going to the doctor when I was super young, and I was terrified of needles, and I was terrified of that stick that they'd put in your mouth to push your tongue down.
Because it made you gag. Because
it made me gag. Mm-hmm. So that was like, I remember them having to hold me down to do it. And my doctor said, if you get sick one more time, I got to take your tonsils out. And then he recommended the health and wellness vitamins, which I've posted before. And I literally did not get sick again.
Really?
So this past year, the fact that I've been fighting sickness, I'm like, what is this? I don't get it.
And then you took the health and wellness vitamins recently. Did they help?
Those always help. They recommend you take one a day. And then when you're feeling sick or you are sick, you amp it up to 4. And then I also do the colloidal silver, which so many people were like, be careful, it'll turn your skin blue. I'm very well aware of this, but the amount you would have to consume to start having blue skin, I think is very high. Not just like a few squirts in the mouth.
Wild. Oh, speaking of DMs, you guys, so many of you DM'd the podcast and me personally with what's the sugar baby doc? Or, oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about. So what I think it is, I've seen both of these episodes, so I haven't gone back to be like, oh, this was the one. But it's either, thank you guys for like being sleuths and figuring it out.
What is a sleuth?
Like an internet sleuth. Like it's like a private detective.
Oh.
Like detectives.
That's what Sophia Franklin calls all of her listeners, is sleuths.
And she calls them sleuths, like sluts.
Oh, okay.
Like sleuth, like a slang for sleuth, but sleuth with TH. I don't know if you can hear it.
I can hear it now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified. Because I was like, oh, now that makes sense. But I thought sleuth, I was getting confused that sleuth, you meant sleuth, whatever.
Got it.
I just thought you were calling these people internet whores.
That's hilarious. But okay, it's either, because I've seen both. This is Life with Lisa Ling. Season 1, episode 1, it's called Sugar Daddies, Sugar Babies. So I've seen that. It's either that one or there's an MTV True Life episode. And I think it's called like, I don't know, Sugar Babies, MTV True Life. Google it.
I think I've seen that one.
So I've seen both of these. Thank you guys and everyone who's asking and really want to watch it, which is so many. That's what it is. This is Life, Lisa Ling, or the MTV one. So happy sugar baby watching.
Happy sugar baby watching. Also, I'm really bummed at myself because I did not watch last week's episode of freaking Salt Lake.
You didn't?
No, so I have no tea to spill on my thoughts. But next week, I'm going to make Easton watch both episodes with me.
You are?
Yes.
And then he can talk about what he thinks.
Yes.
Does he? He doesn't watch it regularly?
Hold on.
What?
So how far behind am I? Because a new episode is going to air tonight.
On Monday,
I'm one behind.
You're one behind. And then Easton
comes. Well, it airs on Wednesday night. So when this comes out, I'll have a new episode.
Okay.
So by the time Easton comes out, I think I'll have two episodes to catch up on and talk about for Salt Lake.
Well, no, because if Easton comes Sunday, all you'll have is this. Oh, because you're talking about last week too.
Okay.
Got it.
I did see this morning on No Filter with Zach, his Instagram page, this footage in Salt Lake of Jen Shaw with a group of people screaming at each other. All I could really make from it was fuck. And then someone says, your husband. And it looks very intense.
Are we talking about show footage or behind the scenes?
We're talking about like someone with a cell phone in the streets of Salt Lake filming them. There's like no one around except them, just out on the street.
Wild. I wonder who this person was then.
I don't know, but I'm eager to like deep dive. If you guys know, I mean, by the time this airs, maybe we'll be over it. But I love me some news on Jen Shaw.
Well, if Easton's going to watch and he hasn't like watched a ton, then I'm going to watch too. So I know what you guys are talking about. Yes. Just to see so I can like hear. Because if I just have to watch the past few episodes, I can do that in a freaking weekend. Easy breezy.
You don't need to twist my arm to watch any sort of Real Housewives.
Yeah.
OG, new. I'm currently watching season 3 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is Kim Richards sober. It's fucking incredible and inspiring, and I love it so much. Just to see her, and when she talks about sobriety, just her feeling towards it, amazing. There was also Bethany Frankel coming out with her, I think it's called Rehousewives, where it's a podcast with iHeart where she only talks about housewives.
See, I didn't know this, but I was just about to say, Lala, have you ever thought about starting a podcast where you just talk about housewives?
You know, I don't know that people, I think it's more interesting for an ex-housewife to talk about housewives. Yeah. I mean, Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara, 2.3 million downloads in 1 month.
What do they talk about? Just housewives?
Housewives. Wow. I've never listened to the podcast, which clearly they don't need my download or listenership because they're killing it. But I need to start listening. And they're killing it. So a lot of people had a problem with Bethany Frankel because she slammed the show so much. And then all of a sudden she's capitalizing on a podcast based on housewives.
I was going to ask about that.
So a lot of her former castmates have like thrown some shade and some digs. And her response was basically, I hope they feel better. It's a brilliant idea. I've always had brilliant ideas. Like, you're a fucking savage.
And also, this is a perspective that we're not going to get. If there's all these housewives, I don't know if there are, but all these housewives starting in pop culture podcasts that have podcasts just about talking about housewives, we don't necessarily have the perspective of an ex-housewife who maybe has thrown shade at the show who's now going to be talking about it. I'm sure we'll get some opinions from Bethany that we won't have gotten from anyone else.
Of course not. And she's so unfiltered and she's interesting to listen to. And she argues very intellectually. And I enjoy her. So whether she's thrown shade, it's like Lauren Bostick said, I'm changing all the time. Today I may love ice cream and tomorrow I may hate it. Well, Bethany may have thrown shade and today she's appreciating housewife. Yeah. So fuck it. Let her do her.
Yes, exactly. What do you say? I reserve the right.
I reserve the right to evolve.
That's what it is. I love that. I want that on a t-shirt.
I can't take credit for it. Why? My plastic surgeon's nurse actually said it to me.
Okay.
And I said to her, just so you know, I'm using that.
Wait, what was she talking about?
I think we were having a conversation after my breakup or something, maybe. Okay. I had gone in and we were just going in depth and she was talking about her relationship status and she just said that to me and I was like, whoa.
It's so good.
It's so good and I'm using it. So if you hear it, just know like I respect it came from you, but I'm going to take it on like it came from me. All right.
All right.
I also went in for a boobie doctor appointment.
Yes, you did. A mammogram.
So I have yet to have a mammogram.
Oh, what is that?
I've only had ultrasounds. So I got a lot of people sliding into my DM, which I thought was really interesting. A lot of them were saying, yes, I'm so happy that you're shedding light. But a lot of people were saying where they lived, their doctors won't give them a scan until they're 40 or 50. Some women even said to me, why are you doing it so young? You don't need to do it until you're this age. I personally have a friend who was in her mid-30s and just beat cancer last year.
Yeah.
And I remember at a very young age, I was in, I think, junior high, maybe even elementary school. And my grandmother had just passed away from breast cancer. My aunt was bad. No, both. I had two aunts that were battling it. And my mom's aunt.
Yeah, your mom's aunt.
A lot of people in my family.
Oh my God.
And I remember feeling my boobs and feeling like some sort of fatty thing in the left one. And I made my mom take me in because I was so freaked out.
As you should.
So I got my very first ultrasound on my boobs was at a very young age. Then I started going, I want to say in my 20s, just because it runs on both sides of my family. But I thought a lot of these, like this woman said, yes, girl, I was 36, now 37 when I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. And I had just finished nursing my 6-month-old son. Thank you for advocating because early detection is key. I finished 16 rounds of chemo in June, had a bilateral mastectomy in July, finished 30 rounds of radiation in October, and am currently doing another 6 months of chemo followed by reconstruction and 10 years of meds. So thank you again for advocating. I swore it would never happen to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's important. I'm very confused. Maybe it goes by state with like health insurance and all that. But
that could very much be it. Health insurance.
I've gotten a mammogram because a mammogram is where you put your boob on that thing and then it
pushes it, right?
Yes, and it hurt me. And my friends were like, "But this was in New York, and I got it. I think I was probably maybe this was in Tennessee. Either way, I was like 20, and it was just like." Part of my maybe annual exam or something.
Right.
And now with my annual, with my gynecologist, I mean, they feel my boobs, but I don't know if that's just a quick feel. I don't know, but
I think it's important for you to be feeling yourself. Mm-hmm. If you feel any itching or burning sensation, get your ass into a doctor. This woman said you can't in Ireland until you're 56, I believe.
I wonder if she means you can't without paying because
that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. No one said directly like you can't your insurance won't cover it unless you're this age.
Okay. So it's probably more because you can. I feel like you can, but you might just have to pay out of pocket. That is so wild though.
This woman said that her friend was diagnosed at the age of 33. This woman, I was diagnosed at 32 with breast cancer.
Wow.
I would not have had a mammogram until I was 40. This person said, yay, I'm so glad you're doing this long before they recommend. I had breast cancer at 29.
Holy moly. So recommend feeling your breasts. But I have a question for women with implants.
Yeah.
Does that block? Because the doctors always say, feel your breasts. And if you feel something that's alarming, go in. If you have implants, because I don't know how it's, would that block your ability to feel anything alarming or do you not know?
I've had breast implants since I was 20. Mm-hmm. So in my own humble opinion, and I'm not a doctor, I would think that that could act as like a barrier. And I mean, I would think, right? Mm-hmm. Having something inside where it wouldn't give you exactly the feeling that you would need.
But then again, if you're going to be, because then my brain goes, I forever was like, oh, if you have breast implants, you can't breastfeed. And my one friend who has them was like, that is so not true. What are you talking about?
I love that you thought that. But my mom taught me, and even at a young age, because this is what I did. This is why I made her at the age of 12 or something take me in for the ultrasound, because she said, and correct me if I'm wrong, if there's like a doctor or a nurse out there who knows, I mean, my mom is certainly not a doctor, but she said to lay flat on your back, mm-hmm. and then use the tips of your fingers to literally like make a pitter patter motion all the way around
your boob.
Yes.
That's what my gyno does.
Okay.
Surely, I mean, does your gyno, like every annual, my gyno will check my boobs and do the pitter-patter motion around, and then she'll say, and then she'll go do the deep dive into my vagina, but But yeah, the pitter patter motion. I've always learned that. I've learned if you can't lay down, you put your arm up straight
in
and
the,
do it.
Okay.
Yeah. If for arm some in the reason, air. Yes, arm in the air.
Okay.
I don't know.
So but, yeah, I've never done the mammogram. This the last however many times I've had this done, it's always been an ultrasound, and I'm nice and clean and clear. And people were saying when I posted that my voice broke at the end and everyone was like, are you okay?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I think that was just me being nervous. I was having an okay day. But sometimes when I'm like, well, so many people from like the video that we posted where I had a mask on in the video.
Yeah.
Were like, why do you have a mask on? I'm like, hello. It's not about the mask.
Yeah.
It's about me telling you to go out and vote. I have to be honest, like, anybody anywhere knows that when you go into a doctor's office, you got to put a mask on.
Yeah.
At least in California.
In California, for sure. Mm-hmm. And yes, in the voting booths, because we went there, there's a lot of elderly people. And I think people are just taking like extra precautions.
Well, and by the way, I was just getting over being sick. So right. I put a mask on. Say thank you.
Right.
And how about that?
Missing the point. Like, people were just DMing you. Why do you have a mask on? Bye.
Don't worry about what I put on my face, inject into my face.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. When people get so upset, like when I get Botox and posts and they're like enraged by it, I'm like, you've got to like come off it. It's not your face. Why are you so upset?
It's wild.
I'm not pinning you down, shoving Botox into your face, even though I'm pretty sure you want me to. This is you being jealous.
That's exactly it. And I mean, we you know, it's the same energy as Pam. Like, we've gone off on Pam, who, you know, thank God it's not a real name because she's gotten some hate in the DMs.
Oh, Pam, her ass has been lit on fire. It's so...
No, but it's that same energy. It's like... you know, there are whole, like... Which I don't go on Reddit, but I've heard there are whole, like, Reddit threads designated to talking shit about, like, celebrities with injections and Botox. And I'm just like, ugh, get a life.
How sad does your world have to be to get onto a Reddit thread and participate in that conversation?
And spew negativity about, like, even 5 minutes being like, disgusting Botox, blah, blah, blah. It's like, are you okay? It just makes me feel sad.
It's like, ugh, you hate yourself.
Yeah, you hate yourself. Go to therapy. There's more to life. Go to church. Go wherever you got to go to, like, fix that.
Yep. Yeah. If you're scared, go to church. We gonna hit you where it hurt. That don't work, we'll put you in the dirt.
What is that? Is that a rap song?
It's Ice Cube.
Oh.
Fucking Ice Cube. I love him.
Oh my God.
He goes, I'm Utah. I got multiple bitches. That's what he says.
Is he from Utah?
Gangster rap made me do it. No.
Oh.
People love to just talk about Utah and then associate it with multiple bitches.
Bitches.
Apparently.
Oh, okay. I get it now. It's clicking now because I was like, wait, what?
I'm like, watch some documentaries. That ain't hitting. The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50% to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Last week was the gallery shoot.
Last week was the gallery shoot with your fabulous, fabulous fucking dress and your amazing hair. We all saw a little teaser of it on your Instagram story. How'd it go?
It was amazing. I was a little bit annoyed.
Why?
Because number one, if you work in this industry, you should just know this. But some people just like, I guess, I don't know what isn't firing. But on our call sheet, it says, you are more than welcome to post in the glam room. The moment you get on set in your looks, there is no social media. Raquel's hair girl and Raquel posted full looks on set of what we're doing. And Sheena posted a photo of she, Ariana, and Raquel in their looks. I'm like, you guys, please stop.
Yeah.
Please just stop. It was, Sheena, I love you. This is not me hating on you. But it's like, they literally stated this on our call sheet, not to post. And then Raquel and her hair girl post her on set of literally what we're doing for our video of like a teaser. Hi, we're back.
I mean, I saw it all. And I even texted you that day and said, I can't wait to see the final images. And then I saw a video and I think it was on Raquel's Instagram where you are in it. It's your full look. And I was like, oh, did you? I'm curious because it's one thing. Again, I'm sure it infuriated production. It's one thing to post behind the scenes, but it's another thing to post someone else's look without asking. Were you asked, hey, you're in this video, can I post it? It's your full look.
No!
Oh, no.
I wasn't. No. I love Raquel's hair girl. She's very sweet. I don't. Yeah. But it's just kind of like, come on, guys. Yeah. Come to the party.
What?
We've done this a lot of times.
Yeah.
We've done this a lot of times. Like, my glam and hair people were not posting me. I was in a bathrobe. You could see my face. It was in the glam room. So that happened. Anyway, everyone looked stunning. Every time I see my cast, I'm like, even if we're not connecting, y'all are a bunch of hot motherfuckers. Like,
yeah.
Good for us. We are killing the game.
You are. You're all nice on the eyes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I take a picture, or my glam person, Melissa, who I love the way she did my makeup, takes a picture of me. Okay. And I was bored one night and just wanted to fuck around with the snow app. And there's a lot of different apps that people use. Okay. And remind me, we have to post a side by side because you're going to die.
Okay.
So I was just fucking with it. I was doing what, like, I think most people do on their Instagrams because everyone's morphing into the same person.
Yes.
And I start tweaking my face.
Mm-hmm.
I really want you to see it.
No, I'm dying to see it. Can we post this side by side on the Instagram, the podcast Instagram story or something?
One,
now that we're talking about it, you know people are going to want to see.
Also, want people to see.
Lala, eventually one day when you have the time, which is not right now, you have to sit down and do like a screen recording or something, or I'll video you doing everything you do to your photos because your photos look flawless and not over edited, but I don't know how you do that. Because I go to edit a photo and I show Kyle and he's like, do not do that. You
really?
Look.
Really? He can tell?
Yes. And my sister and my brother, they're like, if I try and edit, it looks fake. So I just really don't really edit. But the way you do it tastefully, I think James Charles did a video of him showing people how to edit in like Facetune or something.
In like a way that's not like, holy shit.
Yes.
Okay. So Jess, I'm going to show you my before
okay,
and then after.
Okay. Can I try and pick out what you did? Yes. Okay, so yes.
we'll post this,
you guys. Okay, that's after. I cannot fucking tell what you did, but I can tell it's like, okay, hold on. Did you cinch your nose a little?
I cinched the nose.
Nothing with the brows.
I did do something with the brows.
Did you make them longer?
I thickened them and added length.
Could not. See, even there, I'm scrolling. And you guys, if you want to follow along, we'll have this up on the Instagram story before and after. You're fine with that?
Yes. Okay. I want people to see because I'm going to tell you my thought process when I stared at that shit too long.
Did you do something to your forehead or no?
Let me see.
Or is it the brows? Did you like...
I'm going to tell you everything I did.
Please tell me.
Okay. I shortened my face. I made my face more petite.
Okay.
I made my lips more pouty, so I brought them in and made them a little fuller.
Okay.
I thickened my brows and brought them
out.
I brought them out and a little bit in. I tilted the eye shape. You know that thing that people are doing?
It's almost like a facelift.
Almost like it gives you more of a cat eye. Right?
Yes.
So I did that as well. And I started going. Okay. This was just for fun, right?
Yeah.
I started flipping back and forth.
Yeah.
Going, but I want to look like that.
Like the one you edited.
Yes.
Did you start to feel bad about yourself? Because this is a very interesting thing to me.
I just kept thinking like, oh my God, I like my face so much more in that photo. And it looks, can I tell you, I look like every girl, every blonde on Instagram.
Can I look at it again now that you've told me everything?
Every Instagram on Instagram, I just morphed into.
I know. I do look at this and I'm like.
With one app.
There's a bit of just like a classic quote unquote alien look. If you think of like the classic alien cartoons where it's like, you know, the big eyes and the pointy chin. That's going around. See, and then I look at it and I see how like. You look like you could be a cartoon character in this edited
it's
version.
It's a Bratz doll, right?
Bratz doll, yes.
Yes, but
see, but then
I kept flipping back and forth and it did something to my brain. I asked my mother, what do you think I could do to achieve this look?
Yeah.
My mom goes, you're fucking nuts. Put the phone away.
Oh, she did.
And then I snapped myself out of it. I was like, you've gone mad.
Yeah.
You've gone mad because you show me this girl in real life. Great for a photo, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so unnatural looking.
It's very unnatural looking.
But then I go into these young girls who are looking at photos of, and it is, you look at it like, how am I going to sit here and go, how do I make my face smaller?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm 32 and I was having those thoughts.
Yes, and that gets into you because a lot of people will go, how can I make my face smaller? And if you have the funds and if you have the doctors in mind, a lot of people these days would take that photo into their doctor, into their plastic surgeon and say, here's what I want to do. This is what I want. Now, plastic surgeons like the ones you used would say, get out of here. We're not doing that. But others would go, okay, great. So we shave the chin, jaw. We pull back. We do nip tuck. And that's how you get. And I'm telling you, it kind of freaks me out when I do see people starting to all look the same. How about you? Or
I'm the type where it's like, if you feel beautiful like that, then you should go and do whatever you want to do. But it's important for other women who maybe don't have the funds to go and do all of that to say, this is what I've done to my face. This is not the way I look naturally because it fucks with you.
Mm-hmm.
You see an image over and over again and you start thinking, I'm supposed to look like that. And then you don't like your own face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like that photo of me where I'm just... Before I did all that shit, I was looking at myself. I was like, damn, bitch, you look so good.
Okay.
And then I did all that shit and I was like, no, it's not like I don't feel hot there. I feel hot there. That's when I had to put the phone down and regroup. And I was like, you know what? We're going to talk about this on the podcast. This is a learning moment.
I love that.
Because
I do look at that photo. I mean, I do see when I look and try and spot the difference, I can't pick it out. Maybe that's just how my eyes are. But I see a difference in the photos. I see a difference. Obviously, you look more like a Bratz doll.
Totally.
But if you posted that edited photo of you, I'd be like, oh, this isn't what you necessarily look like in real life. Like,
no, if I post that on my Instagram, mm-hmm. if I edit my photos and I meet a guy through a DM and he wants to link up, that ain't what he's getting.
Right. And there's something about, I agree with you. Love, if you want to look a certain way and it makes you more confident, go do it, go be it. But I think maybe because I'm in like, there's something about like people's quirks in their face nowadays where if I see like uneven teeth or like just little or like a big forehead, not me mentioning everything I have. But if I see that, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, it's just like the uniqueness. And I think it's because I watch so much fucking TV.
Right.
And by season four, everyone looks perfect.
Totally.
Especially on sitcoms. You see season one and you're like, oh, yeah. And then season four, I'm like, their faces can barely move. And I'm like, and I'm just like, it takes me out of it.
I get it.
It doesn't happen as much anymore, but it used to happen a lot. And I don't know. There's something about like, we don't want to all look the same.
No, I don't think we all want to look the same, but if you feel hot, go inject your face. True. But just like let people, I think I'm about transparency, and I think that I can fulfill all of my wants and needs to feel confident while also, you know, protecting women around me.
Yeah.
And men by saying, this is how I edited this photo. This is the procedure I went and got today. Mm-hmm. So that you know that it's, this ain't natural. I'll never pretend like I had nothing done. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, you look so different from season four. Yes, I'm not 24 anymore. I'm 32. So yes, that did happen. I do look different. And when people say, I miss your old face, I miss my old face too. I would also like to be look 24 again, where this face isn't trying to be like, hey, we're getting older. We are fighting fine lines and wrinkles. Like, you yeah. see me in person, there's something about a photo, like a frontward camera. Like, my lips always look bigger in pictures, which I love.
They do.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. when I had no lip injections, I would slide into the Snow app and make them bigger.
Make them bigger?
Mm-hmm. Because I just like my big, I like fuller lips. But when people see me in person, there's countless times where people have been like, you don't look as injected as you do on your Instagram. I'm like...
If anyone said that to me, I'd be like, fuck off.
Well, I feel like they mean it as a compliment. Yeah. I'm just like, well, thank you.
Yeah.
But
that's insane. I play around with, I don't do it on the Snow app.
That video was so fucking funny. Are you doing that? The overlining?
I will overline. And sometimes I keep going. And then it's like, hey. If you want to see what she's talking about, it's in my highlights on Instagram. I got a little carried away one day with the lip liner and overlining, and it just...
Kyle wasn't home.
I was bored. But you want to know what's funny,
Lala? What?
The amount of DMs I got from, I hate to call you out women, but they're like women in their 50s that say, this looks so bad. You cannot do this. You look like a fucking clown. Ladies, I know.
It was a joke. Oh, the fact that you have to explain that to people. I'm like, you and I would not get along.
They're like, LA's gotten to your head.
Oh my God. How could you even take the video seriously? It was so funny. You could tell that you were being funny.
I know. I just kind of laughed. But we all do what you want to do. I look at your lips, you know? I look at your lips and I think they look natural. But it also could be because they've always looked this way since I've met you. So I don't know. Like, and also if they don't fucking look natural and you want them to look fake and it makes you happy, get them looking fake.
Well, by the way, I've been looking at my face for a long time now. And I feel like when you see, like, it's kind of like when someone wants to lose weight, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And because they're looking at themselves every single day, they don't notice the change. Right. But people that you haven't seen in a while are like, oh my gosh, I notice.
Yes.
So I've been looking at my lips and I said to my mom, like, yo, I got to go back into Lee. Like, I feel like I need them injected again. And she was like, you've gone insane.
Really?
Yes. And I even said to Lee, she was like, Lala, they look the same. And it's because I've been staring at them for so long that I think that they're small.
Do you know what's funny though? You remember like months ago when you and your mom went and got your lips injected for the first time since before you were pregnant?
Yeah.
I thought, I love seeing this happen because in my mind, I was like, once you start getting your lips injected, you have to do it every 3-4 weeks. Like, it has to be done. But you haven't gone back since. And to me, they look great. So I'm like, huh.
Lips. Good to know. Lips and filler last a very long time.
They do.
Botox, you have to keep up on. I think that's like, I think she said 3 months.
Oh, see, even that, I'm like, when you say keep up, I'm like every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks.
No, like 3 months. And then so you like get hair. Injected again.
Like hair for me.
Yeah.
Like highlights.
Pretty much.
Huh. Okay.
But I'm fine with that because if you saw my dad was, his face had a lot of personality, we'll call it.
So sweet.
And my mother also, before we injected her, hers had a lot of personality. And those lines get deep to where you cannot reverse them.
That's my smile lines right now. Yeah.
Okay. So for me, yeah. I just don't like, I'm okay with some fine lines on the forehead, but I mean those frown lines,
thick.
Genetically thick.
No, they're like
deep
caverns.
Yes.
If you see me in person, my eyebrow lines, because I'm very expressive with my face, just I don't think,
only when you do that.
Only, well, I've gone in and asked before, like, oh, what, and what, you know, I'm scared of needles, so that's a whole other story. I'll just age and be wrinkled, and that's just what it is, because I'll faint. But I've went in and asked, and I've gotten people saying, oh, there are some lines that are in your face now that you just can't reverse. Like, it's just not going to happen.
No, but you could prevent them from becoming deeper.
Yes, by doing the Botox, which... Yeah.
And I want to do that.
Yeah.
How funny that when I have to go to a doctor's office to get my blood drawn to, like, make sure I'm healthy, I fully have to lay down and I almost pass out. And then when they're like, we're going to do PRP, where we take your blood, spin the platelets, and put it on your face, I'm like, okay, here's my arm.
See? You all even mental. Saying that makes me dizzy. You think it's all mental?
It's all mental. I mean, granted, even when I'm in the chair and they're taking my blood, they still have to tilt me back. Even talking about it, I'm starting to get like a little bit woozy.
What about lips and Botox? They have to tilt you back, right? Or no?
Well, my lips, it's so painful that I make her literally give me a dental block like I'm at the dentist.
So that's like numbing something?
Oh, I can't feel shit. She puts needles in the back of my mouth and numbs me as if I'm having a root canal.
Oh my God.
So I can't feel my face.
See, that's
because I'll pass out. The pain is excruciating. Lip pain.
Yeah.
That's why if you're in LA and you want your lips done, go to my girl. Her name is Lee at Skin Tight Aesthetics. I follow her on Instagram. Katie just went to her.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about how the pain with lips is excruciating. Lee has these, like, they look like little drumsticks.
Yeah.
And they're steel, and she puts them in the freezer and holds it on the injection site. You can't even feel the needle go in.
Holds it on before?
Yep. Holds like the little silver drumstick ice thing, whatever, on your lip, and then puts the needle in. And it's like, you can't. Katie was like, I could not feel a thing.
Really?
And she didn't do any numbing cream and didn't obviously get a dental block because I'm a weirdo.
No, that'd be me. I'd be like, put me under.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Give me anesthesia.
No, even when I went in to get my boobs done and my ear pinned back, I was like, while I'm out, can you remove these like little, I just had like little skin things that I was not digging that I got when I was pregnant. I was like, just save me the mental torture of coming in here and you numbing me with a needle to remove this. Like, I'm out, just fucking take it off.
I know. I remember asking you. I was like, can't you just stay awake? And you're like, no.
No.
No, no, no.
Out. Cold. So there's that. Wow.
We just love a tangent. I love a good tangent.
I'm excited to post the photo though. The side by side. So make note that we need to do that. Also, I want to repost this video that I saw of Cardi B.
Okay.
And because I'm not on TikTok and I'm only on, well, I am on TikTok, but I don't have the app on my phone, which I need to have you sign me into, Jess. I got so many people wanting me to watch TikToks over the weekend. I was like, can't.
Just a heads up, it will take up more time than Instagram. It's the most addicting app. I'm telling you, you can scroll for hours. You won't be that way because you're not, but I've never been the big Instagram gal. I'm like, TikTok, I can scroll and look up in 2 hours. But I'll put it on your phone. But just know.
Or you'll just screen record the video for me.
Yeah, you can forward it to me.
You should add that to your to-do list. No, I can't get on. I don't even care. It is what it is. By the time we do it, I'm not going to give a shit about these videos.
Right.
But Cardi B was in her kitchen looking super fucking fabulous. And she was singing WAP, her song WAP. And she obviously heard pitter patter because her little girl walks in and she's like, no, like stops the like trying to like talk over the music, is like pretending like everything's fine. And it just made me go into this moment of how so many people, and I'm sure the Cardi B's of the world and all these people who are out here doing artistic things, I'm sure they get DMs like this all the time, but people say like, would you want your kids seeing this? Like what I'm doing or what I'm saying, or your kid's going to listen to this one day. And here's my stance on that. Do I want my kid seeing this when she's in elementary school? No, absolutely not. But there's going to be a time where my child experiences life. Mm. All right. And she's going to be doing things that I've done in my lifetime before. She's going to read things that she's going to experience in her lifetime before. I hate to break it to all of you. My daughter one day is going to have sex. My daughter one day is going to talk about giving a blowjob. Mm-hmm. My daughter one day is going to say the fuck word. Okay? Yeah. My daughter isn't going to be a year and a half or a child forever. So when you make comments like your daughter's going to see this, no shit. But my daughter's going to have life experiences, and I pray to God that when she gets older and she has these experiences, she can go, you know what? I feel comfortable with my mom because I remember her talking crazy this one time on a podcast, or I read this article. She's a safe place for me to go to.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yes. It's so much fucking pressure when you, if you, I mean, that's a whole different thing. But like being a kid and having to grow up thinking your parents have never done anything wrong, that's so much pressure. And it will get to you and get to you mentally as you grow up and you fuck up. And it's like, oh my God, the end of the world. It's like you want, I love that. Having, there's, especially nowadays with social media, there's moms out there. There's going to be moms out there that's, it's like you've done the craziest shit or whatever. It's out there. Even moms that aren't necessarily in the public eye like you, you're going to have crazy. It's the internet. It lasts forever. It really does. So you're going to have your kid come across maybe crazy shit you did in college or season six of Vanderpump Rules. And yes, you want to be like, yep, Mom did that. Here's what I maybe regret. Here's what I don't. Here's what I learned from.
Right.
And then Ocean's going to feel like, yeah, my mom was wild back in her 20s. So I feel comfortable enough being like, hey, mom, I just did this last night and I feel kind of bad about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It just, I thought it was a really sweet moment. Cardi B being Cardi B for all of us to watch as she's singing WAP, which is Wet ass pussy. And then to see her immediately go into protection mode of like, this, my daughter's in the room. Yes. Where one day her daughter is going to hear all of her mom's music and I'm sure be proud.
Yeah.
Because her mom's freaking Cardi B. Yeah. But there's such a separation between, like, I may be saying these things on a mic. I'm not going home with my one-year-old and talking about these things.
Exactly.
I won't be talking about these things when my daughter's in elementary school. Probably not even junior high. We'll see where she's at mentally and emotionally and what she brings to me where I have to have certain conversations. But please don't waste your time with sliding in my DM saying your daughter is going to see this stuff. I'm well aware.
Yeah.
And I'm fully okay with it. Wow, that was like a really long podcast. Sorry, I went on a lot of tangents.
That was fun. I like this.
I like this too because I had a lot of stuff to share. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys are amazing. Happy hump day, and I'll catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.